Carson Wentz behind the scenes when he's not on the field?
You know, Carson spent a lot of time in the film room, extra time in the film room, and then even out on the practice field, you know, just asking a lot of questions. Always staying tuned into the script, always watching Sam and Chase and McLeod, getting the reps, and then talking things through. You know, talking things through out in the field, like you can get something done.
Frank, you've been with Green Beckham now for a couple days. What has he shown you so far, and what's the plan for him Saturday night?
You know, he looks good. You know, just continue to build. Got him in for a few plays last week. You know, he's an impressive physical specimen, obviously. It's funny, you stand out there as a coach when they're running routes on air, and sometimes as a coach you stand across from the receivers that are running at you, and when he runs at you, his size and speed, it just kind of grabs you. So really excited about having him here, and just like anybody else, though, it's a process. You know, it's a process, and we'll keep giving him a little chunks at a time to allow him to play fast and just and use his ability.
Frank, what stood out for you week one to week two, just total package of the offense?
I thought the pass protection was really good in week two. I thought the offensive line did a really good job. The backs did a good job. You know, we just have to eliminate the penalties. I know it's been talked about a lot. They just kill drives. You're getting second and long, third and long. We can overcome some of those. We have to overcome some of those. But as an offense, you can't put yourself in those positions. So we got to minimize those things. There's no excuses for it. And we just have to execute.
What kind of evaluation have you been able to make one of those small ones, despite the fact that he's missed so much and you haven't been able to really see him go?
It's a little bit harder, you know, with all the time that he's missed to evaluate with the back, you know, in a runner. You just want to see him get the ball in his hands and see what he can do, you know, in traffic, inside, see his patience, his vision. But there's nothing you can do about it as a coach. You know, you don't get too frustrated by it. You know, injuries are part of the game. Those guys take a lot of hits, so on and so forth. So we still have to be smart with him, you know, and just continue that evaluation process and let him grow.
Frank, your first unit, you need to see some things from certain guys who have kind of been like part-time starters, Josh Hoff being one. How important is this game going to be for him and for maybe some other receivers?
Yeah, third preseason game, obviously, the starter's getting a lot of reps. So it's important to show progress at all our positions, not just the wide receiver position. And I feel like the receivers have been showing that as a group, you know, and individually. So, you know, even this week, you game plan even a little bit more. I mean, it's still, you know, this is kind of like an in-season week for us. Coach set it up so that we kind of prepare a little bit more like it's in-season. So a little bit more game planning, not full bore, but so get a chance to get some guys in position to make plays. And then we have to execute, and then they got to make the plays when they come to them.
Frank, your first offensive unit didn't try to run the ball very much Thursday, but when it did, it wasn't real effective. Were you concerned about that at all, and what did you make of that?
You know, Pittsburgh traditionally is one of the best run defenses in the NFL. I mean, they have been for years. We still felt pretty good about our run game plan going in. Sometimes the flow of the game, you know, it was kind of an odd game. Our defense did a good job, got the interception, you know, return for a touchdown, so they have the ball the whole first quarter. You know, we were executing a little bit in the pass game. Felt like we had an efficient pass game. Sam did a good job, you know, executing there. We spread the ball around, you know, had some of the penalties that stopped a few drives. But, you know, I feel very strong about the outlook of our run game. And so I don't want to get too caught up with just one performance where we didn't quite get enough touches in the run game as we could.
How do you think Dylan Gordon has done as a fullback?
I think he's done pretty well. You know, obviously you get that big body coming at you. That's a different thing for a linebacker, seeing that guy coming at him. And I think he's shown he shows the athleticism. You know, that's a positive thing. And really the vision that it takes to kind of fit up in the hole to get your linebacker, I think he's been very solid.
Without having a lot of tape to go by from last year, has Kenyon Barner exceeded your expectations?
Yeah, I think Kenyon has had a really good OTAs in the offseason and a good training camp. And obviously he's shined in special teams as well. So Kenyon is I think he's a good runner. I think he has an elusiveness to him. You know, that obviously shows as a punt returner. And so when you get him in the backfield out in space, you know, whether it's catching a pass out of the backfield or get him on the edge running the football. But he's made a couple nice inside runs as well, and so that's important. And then the other element that he's continued to impress is in the protection element. You know, he knows what he's doing in protection. I can't emphasize that enough. I've said it before over the last couple of weeks, but just so important in any offense that the backs fully understand all the protection calls, what's going on, because it all starts in the passing game with protecting the passer, and the backs are a big part of that.
Jordan and Sam established some pretty good chemistry last season, particularly at down the stretch. How much of that has been affected by him missing so much time this summer?
You know, I mean, I think, obviously, with all of our players who miss time, you don't like it, because every rep is so important. You can only get so many reps out there. But these guys have been around the block a little bit. They've continued to talk. And, you know, and Jordan's that kind of guy that, you know, you never like not being out there, but he's so into it. You know, he's so into practice. You know, even when he's not out, you know, when he's not getting the reps, he's so into it in the meetings, you know, engaged, asking questions, talking to Sam all the time. So you make the best of a tough situation.
If you look at Siamalu, what has he done to earn first-team snaps over some of the vets behind him?
You know, I think, you know, one of the things is just that he's an explosive athlete, you know, for his position. And, you know, I think one of the positive steps Isaac made was from week one to week two, you know, he showed that athletic ability, you know, and why you draft him where we did. But I thought he was more consistent in week two. You know, in the first game, there were two or three kind of bad mistakes. You know, this game, there was fewer. I think there was probably one bad mistake. So showing that improved consistency was a good step. And that's been showing up in practice.
Last year in San Diego, you had a running back that was among your leaders in receptions. Looking at the personnel that we have here, do you see guys that you could use in a Danny Woodhead type of role?
Yeah, I mean, well, Sproles is the original, right? I mean, he's the original guy. He's the prototype. And so we have, you know, Coach Peterson, you know, right from the start, you know, I remember coming in the first one he hired, you know, that some of the immediate talk was the excitement about how we get to use a guy like Darren Sproles. And but all the backs have shown a good aptitude to pick things up in the pass game and be good route runners, so we think we can mix it up. But certainly Darren is he's the starting point. And there's a lot of ways to utilize that. And, you know, Kansas City and Doug's offense, you know, they've done that in the past. We'll continue to mix in some other things that, you know, that we've all done, that our staff has done to kind of isolate backs and get good matchups. But you get a guy like 43 out there, I mean, it's like every week in game planning, it's like, how can we get this guy the football? He's that kind of a player.
What does Sam need to show you before week one?
You know, Sam, I just think Sam just, he's showing us everything I expected him to show us. He's being who he is. Incredibly accurate passer. He has complete, you know, I really feel like he has command of the offense. You know, he's come in and this new offense, he's doing a great job. He's totally under control and poised. I just loved his demeanor on the sideline for the first, you know, getting to see him on the sideline. You know, it's one thing out of practice, but just getting a feel from him on the sideline during the game, you know, the right temperament, the right react, you know, it just feels right. And so, you know, this week he gets to play longer. So we got a number of snaps with him last week. But and you want to continue to show, which I think Sam has, you know, overcoming the bad series, because it happens. This is the NFL, so there's going to be a series. He's great at protecting the football, but I'm sure somewhere along the year he's going to throw an interception. You know, how do we bounce back? Stay positive and let's go. And he's shown that out in practice, so I think we'll continue to see that.
You mentioned the importance of running backs being able to pass protect. Is that one of the main things that we're looking for from Smallwood when he finally does get in a game?
Absolutely. I mean, because, you know, all backs, you don't want to be just a first and second down back. If you want to be on the field, and, you know, and I think we saw that on tape from him, you know, even though he had was a great runner in college, you could see glimpses of it in the pass game. You could see it in protection, that he was a willing blocker and that he had the aptitude. When you talk to him kind of in the interviews and watch film with him, you can see that he sees it, you know, and he processes it. And that's a very important part of it. So, you know, his continued progress, you know, to get on the field is, you know, it's going to have to come in the passing game as well.
Frank, Jim just talked about how Stephen Tulloch's been in the league 10 years and, you know, what respect he has for a guy that's done 10 years. You have one on offense in Brent Celek. Can you talk a little bit about, from someone that's played it for as long as you did and now coached it, what it's like to get 10 years in this league?
Yeah, I think like a guy like Brent Celek is just, he's truly one of the foundational leaders on this team. He just brings a steady presence, you know, on and off the field. But the thing that I've been most impressed about with Brent is he's still playing at a high level. I mean, for a guy who's had to play that position, as tough as that position is, all the running, all the blocking against big defensive, you know, he's outmatched on most of the, on 50% of the block. He's blocking linebackers some of the time, but half the time he's blocking defensive ends. And he's doing a, he's still doing a good job. And so for 10 years in the league, and he's, and I see no signs of his game diminishing at all. And then I've said this from the start, and it, I continue to see it. In the passing game, he's more than adequate. You know, he still runs pretty good for a guy who's been in the league 10 years. And then he's just got, he's a pro, and he's got that football toughness attitude. So just love the presence and the leadership he brings to the offense.
How has Allen handled the move out to right tackle?
I think he's handled it well. I mean, he's in a position where he gets to use his pass blocking strength. You know, he's got good feet. He has a good, really good technique. So if you have good feet and you have good technique, and then you have some toughness about you, you're going to be a good pass blocker. And you can see that. I mean, he's been well trained and well coached, but he has natural timing and instincts as a pass blocker. It's a little bit different out at the tackle position, as you guys know. You talk about a little bit more space between you and the defender, but he's a natural out there pass blocking. You know, but it just is a little bit different from the tackle and some of the combination blocks in the run game. You just got to, you know, get used to that. Again, he's done it some, but been mostly in at guard, so you can see that coming back more and more.
From your time coaching Brian Matthews with the Chargers to now, how have you seen him progress, and what's the best way to use him?
I think Ryan, you know, I've always thought that Ryan has that unique blend of speed and size and then a physicality about him. So that's his strength. You know, that's how we have to use him. And, you know, and I think as he has grown in this league and further in his career, he's gotten better in the passing game as well. You know, I think early on in his career, he was, you know, where now we're not afraid to have him on, you know, out there on a pass down. So in the run game, we know what we're going to get. He's got speed, he's got explosiveness, and he's got a physicality. And I think the offensive line really liked that. You know, when you get it back, who runs hard, is a physical runner, I think that kind of energizes your whole offense.
Frank, you said you're going to see the offense. We're going to see the offense more this game than any preseason game. What, for fans that are going to get to see them for the first time in an extended period, what do you want to see and what should they expect to see from this
from
offense?
From who? I'm sorry.
Your first team offense.
Yeah. Consistency. You know, two things. Consistency and, you know, we got to score. You know, but, you know, well, it's great if the special teams and defense keep scoring for us. We'll take that all year long. And won't apologize for that. We'll ride that horse all the way if we have to. And that's been a good start for us as a team. And our offense at times has taken advantage of some of the turnovers. But, you know, you need to be consistent. You need to be able to sustain drives. You need to be great at situational football. Last week we had a good outing on third down, converted over 50% on third down. That's winning football against a good defensive scheme. I know they didn't play their starters all the time, but we got to be good on third down. We got to be good in the red zone, and then we got to make something happen in 2 minutes. We were able to do that last week a little bit. So those are the signs I think we're looking for, you know, this week against the Colts, and because I think that's what it ultimately takes to win consistently week in and week out.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.